Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. Ooh, excuse me. A little flame there. Got a little flame this morning, Earl.
Flemmy.
Peggy Flemmy. So this is the time of the week that people actually enjoy about the show, not just tolerate. You know, the rest of the show is just tolerated. Mm-hmm. This is a full-on enjoyment thing. It's sure. Where Riggins does his funny song, talking about all the stuff that's gone on the show and pop culture for the week. It's called Riggins Week in Review. Hit it.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Lindsay's entire household is sick, and she's playing doctor, or so I'm told. But now it's got me thinking, I've never heard of Percocet for a cold. It's a new one. Now she's dying to get out of the house. I think you get the gist. So if you need to go to the dump or kill some hornets, I think she's happy to assist. She was. Yesterday she was like, what are we doing? I can do anything. I'm down. I mean, you're more than welcome to come to my house, and I would love to have you too. I'm going to take some bong rips and make hamburger helper, if that sounds fun to you. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Today is National Have Fun at Work Day. Get in there and show them what you got. TJ has a different idea of fun because he slashed my tires in the parking lot. I think you should have fun every day at work. Try something that's never been done. Pull the fire alarm. Pepper spray your boss. Just try to have some fun. Oprah Winfrey turned 71 this week. She got lots of presents with bows and ribbons, but I haven't given her my gift, a goosen from her old friend Riggins. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. And Valentine's Day is around the corner, one of the most profitable holidays, I believe. For me, it's just another day at the Golden Corral and staying until they ask me to leave. TJ used to make heart-shaped pancakes for his family on Valentine's Day. He did it once, and it kind of stuck. But now TJ doesn't eat preservatives or any dyes, so I think those pancakes are going to suck. I want to know what Lindsay's husband is getting her for Valentine's Day. Maybe I'll call him and have a chat. My guess is a Cincinnati bulldozer or, you know, something romantic like that. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Don't look up Cincinnati bulldozer.
I was just about to say, can I?
You can look that one up. That's a good one. That's a classic. There is a story from the internet that has my head reeling this morning, and it involves Will Smith and his wife, Jada. We'll get to it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, guess who's got a new song out this morning? Will Smith. It features Big Sean. It's called Beautiful Scars. The song is trash. But I'm not a Will Smith rap fan. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Getting jiggy with it.
I guess I kind of like Getting Jiggy With It and Wild Wild West. I like that one.
Yeah, Will Smith has no business doing serious, you know, kind of in-depth messages in his music.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in hearing about his beautiful scars. Yeah. It's like, okay, come on, it'd be a little dramatic.
It'd be like if the Wiggles came out and started doing some sort of blues song about their lives.
Right. Keep it a comedy.
Right, yeah. It's like, we like you as a comedic actor. You're enough. You are enough, Will Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's this article that I have not stopped thinking about. People magazine, now just People, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are still together despite living their own lives in separate homes. What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, they're not still together.
They've been married since 1997. They split in 2016. And that's when all these stories start coming out that they were they had an open marriage, and that his wife Jada had hooked up with their son's best friend, Jaden's son, Jaden's friend, who was much younger. He's a R&B singer. And then obviously all that stuff happened at the Oscars, where Will Smith slapped the host Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. And because Chris Rock was talking about his wife. So people are like, oh, maybe they really are together. But I'm sorry, there's just no way this is true. They are still together, yet living separate lives in separate houses.
They are scared to death to let people know they are not together.
Why? Well,
is it because of Scientology?
No, well, Tom Cruise got divorced from Katie Holmes.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And she was, well into it. I don't know what it is, but why are you trying to convince the world? And why does this come up all the time that you're saying, we're fine, no one cares. Well,
and remember, they did the table talk or whatever, and she would go back and say she did not say that they weren't together, but there's clear evidence that she did. It's just been like back and forth. I don't think she wants anyone to mess with him.
Here's the here's why, Riggins, and this is the answer to a lot of these questions about celebrities and why they do what they do. They're trashy.
Is that
they're weird and trashy. Mm-hmm. And maybe they say they're still together and all that for legal purposes. Like they're on paper, they're still
still
married.
That would make the most sense out of anything, any of the other reasons that they're just trying to keep some sort of finances.
I was going to say financially. You mean like? Or
maybe, I don't know. Who knows? But a lot of times you just have to chalk it up to people being trashy.
Right, right.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, because, I mean, the regular mind can't figure out what exactly goes on in a trashy mind.
True.
So sometimes you just have to go, well, it's, high, above my pay grade. Just the fact that they're trashy.
Yeah.
They have a quote from Jada that said, we're still figuring it out.
It's been almost
a decade since you've gotten separated. And listen, if I'm married to a woman and she hooks up with our son's best friend, we're not still together.
No. Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm not buying it or why they want us to believe this.
I actually think that she is evil. I think she's just a rotten to the core mean person is what I think. Yeah. And then he's a doofus.
I was going to say, he's got to be something to deal with it.
Right. He's an idiot and a doofus.
Mm-hmm. And it's a shame because I used to like him.
America loved him. He's one of our greatest actors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like this whole marriage thing is so wacky.
Mm-hmm. Trashy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we're going out to a fancy dinner tonight with my friend Mark when he gets in.
Are you really?
Yeah. And I guess Jody will be wearing those painless stilettos that she has from Protege Footwear. It'll be another opportunity for her to wear them.
Sure.
Flitting around out there in her fancy stilettos that are, she swears they're completely pain-free, which they were developed by an MIT woman.
Mm-hmm.
She worked at MIT as a maid, obviously. And no, I'm kidding. She designed them to where they wouldn't hurt. And you can save 30% now when you use the promo code TJ. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals. Look hot, save money, be comfortable. tjriggins.com/deals, promo code TJ, 30% off.
Nobody wants them as bad as my daughter. I'm going to tell you that right now. Oh, she asks every day, when can I get those Jody shoes? I'm like,
we'll get her some. You got 30% off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Start her early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, cyber stalking is a serious issue and it's a crime, right? Isn't it a crime to cyber stalk somebody? Well, there's a new cyber crime. And they're saying that this was committed by 25-year-old Rihanna Evans in the UK. She's the first person that they've caught doing this. She harassed her partner's ex. So I don't know if the partner was another woman or what, but, she was sending videos, where she was, farting into the phone and sending it to her partner's ex.
Ew.
She did it like every day for like 6 days in a row. Cops got involved, told her to stop, but she continued to send more videos. And even on New Year's Day, she's like, hey, happy New Year.
Farts in the front. Yeah. Rob likes this story. Mm-hmm.
You can tell. Yeah, he won't stop laughing. You got to pass out?
Farting into the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you, five?
She admitted to the harassment, and the judge sentenced her to probation. She has to do a series of rehab sessions. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
And can't drink for 60 days. And then they tacked on a 2-year restraining order, which, I mean, I get it, you know, because this is obviously someone who's off balance. She got purple hair. Okay. So that's a sign.
There's one sign.
Wow.
But again, what happened to ladies? Riggins.
Well,
Brother Riggins, what happened to women wanting to be ladies?
I don't know. What got her so upset? She's got the person that she wanted. Why are you messing with the person's ex? Why do you care?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then, are you making the ex look bad, or you make yourself look bad? I mean, everybody's going to go, oh, how uncouth. Yeah. Especially there in the UK. They're supposed to have manners over there.
Yeah. Your name is Rihanna. You're supposed to be like, oh.
Yeah.
So stupid.
She looks like, though, that, you know, if she decided to stop cyber farting, that she could just go over there and whoop somebody. I mean, she looks like a tough broad.
Oh, yeah.
To the feminists using the term broad. I normally don't say that, but I was quoting TV.
Tough woman.
When they say that.
Yeah.
A tough woman.
I was going to say a tough honey. She just said a tough little sugar britches.
Sugar. Man.
So don't be cyber farting.
No more cyber farting ever.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I think these zoological parks in China are now just doing this stuff to get attention for their zoo. You know how they had the dogs that were painted up like pandas, saying, come see the miniature pandas and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because you can't put nothing against, you can't put nothing about China out of your mind, because they'll do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Them Chinese, what are communist they? Chiners. Well, they have some new miniature tigers at one of the zoos that people are complaining about.
Uh-oh.
It's a chow.
It's another chow.
Painted like a tiger.
He's so cute.
They tried that with the pandas as well. Yeah. They painted up the chows.
You can't fool me.
I done seen real tigers. That ain't one of them.
That is a disgrace.
I mean, I guess you could fool kids, but...
Yeah,
they've got to be doing it because they get media attention and stuff, right? Yeah,
probably. Goes viral, brings attention, because they don't have the pandas. They're like, how are we going to survive without pandas?
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to go to the zoo with the pandas. If they don't have the pandas, they're like, well, we got to do something.
Why don't they have the pandas?
Because, you know, it takes so much. It's so expensive to raise these pandas that there's probably smaller zoos that just can't afford the bill of it. So they're going to paint a chow chow to look like a tiger.
Yeah, and this looks like a smaller zoo. Like, you remember Joe Exotic? From what was that called?
Tiger King.
Yeah, his zoo was a palace compared to what these places look like.
Ooh.
Yeah. So why can't they get tigers, though? Aren't tigers available to the Chinese? Can't they get those?
You would think.
I think they just need to close down at this point. Like, just
maybe
hang it up.
Open a frozen yogurt shop or something. Maybe zoos isn't your thing.
Maybe, fresh popcorn on the side of the road, but not that.
Bowl of peanuts.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that China doesn't have a lot of fruit they could be selling on the side of the road. You ever look at the internet at Chinese fruit?
It's crazy looking.
Oh, man. When I was watching one video the other day, it looked like they were about to eat a Venus flytrap. Like, where do you get all that kind of fruit? Is that a fruit or a puffer fish? But are you think they're using that safe dye on the dogs? You know, where they always go, this is a safe. It's not.
I hope so.
Or is it just paint? They just spray painting them?
No, I would like to believe they're using the right dye on their dogs, but who knows?
I don't know.
I got a feeling maybe not.
I want to hear the people complaining about it.
Yeah.
You know, they're really, I want my money back.
You said, you promised me tigers.
It's a baby tiger, we swear.
It's a miniature tiger. Yeah. Full grown, but miniature. Aren't miniature. They adorable? Aren't they adorable?
Yeah.
Mini tigers.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
They always say that you should not have a TV in your bedroom. You know, that's what the quote unquote experts say. One, because it keeps you from, you know, sleeping well enough. And then two, it keeps you from connecting with your partner. You don't want a TV in the bedroom. And then I always just mock that like crazy. Like, I can't even imagine not having a TV in the bedroom. I've had a TV in my bedroom my entire life. Yeah. When I was a kid, I had a little 13-inch color TV that sat up on the dresser and had, you know, cable hooked to it, the whole thing.
That story gets me every time, by the way. You were young having a TV.
Oh, yeah.
I would be so jealous of that.
My whole life.
Because you were what? How old? As far as you can,
whenever I had my own room, whenever they
put
and I was old enough to understand TV,
I would have been so jealous of that.
And it does say that 65% of people say they have a TV in their bedroom.
That's low.
65%. When we go into a house, like say we're looking to buy a house or we're looking to build, we built our last house. One of the first things is putting the TVs on the wall when you move in. And obviously there's one that goes in the bedroom. It's not even a question. It's got to go in the bedroom. So in their research, I found this to be very interesting. They said that 65% of people have TV in the bedroom, but the number is even higher among conservatives in the South.
Whoa.
And you know what I am?
What?
A conservative in the South.
Right.
You don't say.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is, yeah.
And I watch the bedroom TV more often on more occasions than I watch any of the other TVs in the house. Because I can go, if I'm really busy, I'll go during the day and not even turn on the TV. Mm-hmm. If we're doing a bunch of stuff and all that. But then when I go to bed, I'm turning it on immediately.
Same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have one in your bedroom?
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he's a Yankee though. We Southerners says right here in the research.
Yeah, that's true.
But he also has this blessing in his life where he can go to sleep as soon as he puts his head on the pillow.
Yeah, when I'm in bed, I'm usually asleep until I scroll on my phone for some minutes. But yeah, I'm usually there just asleep.
Well, and you also live alone, so you can, it's different, I think, when you're trying to find different TVs in the house that aren't being used by kids or somebody that likes weird stuff. You know what I mean?
But Riggins is like the woman that never gains weight and eats a ton, and other women go, I just hate you. Because that, you can go to sleep like that.
Yeah.
It is a blessing.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, I told y'all at the beginning of the show I was going to give a ton of dating information. You just call this Freaky Friday.
Ooh.
We can go out and get freaky, ooh, as the kids call it. Getting freaky. But this makes sense. I'm not saying it's right, but this makes sense. They did a study and found that if you're on a dating site and you mention in your profile that you're a vegetarian, it hurts your chances of finding a partner.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me being the swiper right now.
For Rob.
I can say yes to that. It hurts them on my scale.
Because being a vegetarian, though, people look at that like, oh, wow, that's an extreme lifestyle that they live. And if they, I don't know how we would go out to eat together. I don't know if I could ever cook for them, all these things. Just like I'm sure that if, a vegetarian was looking at somebody's profile and saw that, you know, they're sitting there with a big steak on the end of a fork, like they're eating the old 96er for a contest. They'd probably say, oh, well, I don't want like so, they mentioned something about their meat eaters and they were into it enough to put it in their profile.
Yeah, I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've made it your whole personality that you're a vegetarian. It's like, I wouldn't mind dating a vegetarian, but when you make it like, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so, all
right. And then look at me.
Yeah. I think the main thing is that, that people are worried that they're going to be judged by the vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of them are judgmental.
I mean, I should probably take my picture down with the Slim Jim because I feel judged.
No debate there.
Yeah. You judging me?
But I guess they would have, you know, I wonder if guys are more willing to go out with a vegetarian than women are. You know what I mean? Like would, if you and I, Riggins, were on a dating site and we ran across the girl that looked, you know, she was attractive and whatnot and seemed like she had stuff in common with us. And she said, I'm a vegetarian. Would we be more willing to give her a chance at connection, or would a woman who sees a guy who says he's a vegetarian?
No, I think women are going to be way more judgmental than a guy would.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at a man who's a vegetarian as weaker, not as masculine. That's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah. Oh, so you eat vegetables? That's it. I could hear Lindsay saying it in my head.
So you just eat salads? Yeah.
Women are like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
You're not going to judge me when I'm hunkered down on a big chicken breast.
Heck yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, David Beckham trending this morning. He's in a new commercial for a body shapewear line from Boss, and he strips down. And 49 years old. I thought he was older for some reason. I thought he was in his 50s already.
No.
He's 49, about to be 50 in May. But I'll tell you this much, he looks great. All tatted up. And in this commercial, he's ripping his clothes off and taking his underwear off. And all these people are watching him through an apartment window. It's kind of weird, but
yeah.
If I look like that, I'd be doing the exact same commercials. The exact same ones.
Absolutely.
Maybe more.
Would you see one the other way, though, with the sexes reversed? Where there's a really hot woman stripping down in a shower that all the neighbors across the street can look into, and it's just a bunch of men standing around drooling on themselves, watching her take a shower, leering at her.
That's weird.
Would you see that? You wouldn't see that.
The party was mixed company, because even the guys in the commercial were like, oh my gosh, what are we watching?
Oh,
like
really?
Yeah, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, I guess. But no, that scenario probably would not happen.
No.
Yeah. And it should.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need equal representation.
Right.
Today's National Hot Chocolate Day. Seems a little late for it, though. It's kind of warming up in our area already, but today's National Hot Chocolate Day. I know y'all love some hot chocolate.
My kids really like it with those stale little marshmallows. Y'all know what I'm talking about, the little ones.
I like that, too. The Swiss Miss packets.
Yeah, they just eat the marshmallows. I'm like,
hey. Regan's just tried hot chocolate for the first time. Was it at the end of last year?
Yeah.
We
didn't drink hot chocolate growing up.
Oh, no. What did you drink when it snowed?
I don't remember. I think my mom had like the Swiss Miss packets, but I'd never tried it.
It wasn't your thing,
And I tried it, this past year. No, it wasn't very good.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what have I been missing? This is what I've been missing.
Homemade is a lot better, though.
It looks like melted chocolate when I see people make it homemade, but the cup I had was just kind of like watery chocolate, which is how
that's all we could do in here.
Yeah. You know? That's how I picture a Yoo-hoo tasting. I've never had a Yoo-hoo either.
You've never had a Yoo-hoo?
No.
We got to get this child some. I know. What are we doing?
I've never had a lot. Never had a corn dog.
A corn dog? A
lot of things.
We just need to take him to the fair.
You know how many country restaurants I have reach out every time I mention them? They're like, we got the best corn dogs around. You need to come through here.
Maybe I do.
Cookout has pretty good corn dogs.
Yeah.
And so does Sonic right across the street.
Yeah, I know. Rob's like a corn dog aficionado. He knows where all the good corn dogs are.
I do too.
So I got a new game for a Friday. It's called Fact or Fiction Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Misinformation, disinformation. Everybody's talking about the cultural divide. Well, I have some true facts and a couple pieces of fiction to share with you. And you guys have to decide if this is a fact or a piece of fiction for a Friday.
Fiction means it's not real, Liz.
Thank you, TJ.
Fact or fiction? Anybody can answer. Humans are the only animals in the world that blush.
Fact.
Fiction.
It is a fact. Congratulations, oh! Lindsay. Wow. One on the board. That
I
is true.
I was just guessing.
Humans. No.
Shocker, you don't say.
You didn't read that. Humans are the only animals that blush, which makes sense.
I thought the dolphins did.
You know, because
They get all turned on by humans. I thought they might blush when they do it.
That is true. Now, this is a weird one. Fact or fiction, there are tiny skin mites that come out in the middle of the night and mate on your face. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
I don't want to say fact, but I
hope it's fiction.
It is fact. There are skin mites that live in your pores, and at night they feed on the sebum in your skin and then go to another pore to mate with other skin mites on your face. You will never forget that.
So I have baby mites in here?
Yes, you
do. Are we sure? Because I use a really good cleanser.
And and they say that after a few months, your pillow turns into nothing but dust mites.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Gross.
Yeah.
So sleep tight. Don't let the skin mites have fornicate on your face.
Yeah, have babies on your face.
I mean, that is just...
It's repulsive.
What are you talking about? Mite face?
Yeah.
Let's see. 80% of all office coffee mugs contain fecal matter. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fact.
I think fact, and we know Riggins Coffee Pot did before we got a new one, so yeah.
Oh, that's actually fiction. It's only 20% of office coffee mugs have fecal matter inside
them. Only 20%,
Fact or fiction, it's not necessary to wash your hands after you use the restroom and go number two, because fecal matter can't travel through two-ply toilet paper. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fiction.
I hope it's fiction. Fecal matter can travel up to 10 layers of toilet paper right through it.
Huh. 10 layers. Well, then maybe that's why my coffee mug has it.
Yeah.
And can excessive farting help you burn extra calories and lose weight?
Oh.
Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fact.
That is fiction. Stop farting, guys.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.